Life happens to everybody, doesn't it? Have you noticed that? You get up in the morning and the phone rings and, oh, never expected that. Had some to come the rage in our house of the week, and I got a phone call from the people. The engineer's phoned in sick. It'll have to be tomorrow when he fits the radiator. So I had to reassess all our plans for Thursday, and when you're as busy as many ladies, that's a night. I'm joking. Can I come tomorrow? Yes, no problem at all, you know. So we met the man, and I think he'd been out with his mates on the night before and didn't feel too good. So he came the next day. But, you know, life has a habit of just changing. Life has a habit of doing that, doesn't it? You make all the plans, you've got all your diary full or empty, and suddenly, bang, something happens. This morning we're going to think about when God says, I will, to a man called Abraham. Abraham's a fascinating character from the Old Testament. He's described as God's friend. And God told Abraham things that he didn't tell anybody else because he says he's my friend. And he shared with him things that he didn't share with anybody else. If this was Abraham, he was God's friend, and God called him. God called him from the place called the Garden of Eden, that around that area, God's garden. And he called him from where he was to go to somewhere else. I mean, he didn't really know where he was going, but he was going to get wonderful promises from God. And this is what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12. Leave your country, leave your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. This wasn't going to be some mystery. My mum, she's dead now, but my mum was a bit weird, to be honest. And she went on a mystery tour from Barrow-in-Furness. Now, anywhere from Barrow is a step up, but Barrow-in-Furness is up in Cumbria, at the end of nowhere, and she was going on a mystery tour, right? And she went to Portsmouth on a mystery tour from Barrow to Portsmouth. And she came back and she said, Raymond, because that's my name, if I'd known we were going there, I wouldn't have gone. Mum, it's a mystery tour. It's part of the day out, you know. It's a long drive there and back in a day. Incredible. But it was a nice life for some of us. It's like a mystery tour. We go here, we go there, we've got no plan, we do this, we do that. Things change and it's just one of those events, you know. Well, God says to Abraham, Abraham, I want you to leave because I'm going to direct you to where I want you to be. And I will show you. He says, I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, says God. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham is told to leave where he is. Seems a successful man. With his hand, just go to where God was going to show him. God always takes us to somewhere. I've proved that in my life. He takes us to places. That's what God does. God's got plans for us. God's got ways to deal with us, to get us to where he wants us to be. And he says to Abraham, I want you to leave your family, leave your home, and go to where I want to show you. And it was a step-by-step journey. So he leaves one place, he goes to somewhere else, and then finally God says to him, Abraham, I want you to leave where you were now. I'm going to take you to the land I'm going to give you. And when he gets there, to the land of Canaan, when he gets there, there's a famine. And Abraham decides that, yeah, this is where God's put me, but there's a famine. This wasn't what I expected. This wasn't in my thoughts about what was going to happen. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave where I am. And I'm going to go down to a big country called Egypt because there's food there. And we're going to spend some time there because there's a famine where God has put me. So I'm going to go to Egypt because this isn't quite what I envisaged. But he says to his wife, listen, Sarah, now he was 75 years old when he started this journey. And he said to his wife, listen, when we go to Egypt, don't crack on that you're my wife. No, I'm not ashamed of it, he says. This wasn't gone to a divorce. but you're a beautiful woman. And I'm concerned about me. If Pharaoh finds out, if he finds out that you're my wife, he might kill me to have you as his wife. So just crack on with you, my sister. It wasn't really a lie, but it certainly wasn't the truth. And so he leaves where God has put him, and he goes down to Egypt with his nephew called Lot. And they've got all this stuff, and they become really rich in Egypt. And it's a wonderful place to be, except it wasn't where God wanted him to be. So he's left where God wanted him to be, and he's gone down to Egypt, and his conscience wasn't clear. He's telling little lies and fibs to keep himself safe. And then Pharaoh finds out, and he really gives Abraham something. Get out, he says. Get out. Leave my country. How dare you do that to me? Get out. And so Abraham is sent back out of Egypt with a flea in his ear by this king of Egypt called Pharaoh. What's this all about? When you read the story of Abraham, he builds altars. He worships God. And he comes to a place called Bethel, and he builds an altar there. And he worships God. Is where God wants him to be. And he can, do you know something? You were made to, you and I were made to worship God. We all worship something. Some of us worship that thing we see in a mirror in the morning. Gosh, you're good. Well, I don't do that, but some do. One or two smiles on people's faces, I see them. I worship a career. We can worship a building, we can worship people. When I was a little boy, teenager, I used to have on my wall certain pictures of footballers. And I think they were wonderful, absolutely great, you know. They were kind of my idols, my heroes. I kind of worshipped them. You know, I wanted to play like them. And when we played as kids, I wanted to be that footballer because they were admired by me. I wanted to go, you know. Then you grow up and you admire other people. Abraham worshipped God at Bethel. Built an altar there. And then the famine came. And then he left there. And he went to Egypt. And that's when all that took place, the deceit, the lies. And when Pharaoh kicks him out of Egypt, the Bible says he came back to Bethel. He came back to where he'd worshipped God. And he worshipped God again. Now what's the point of that? The point of God is this. That if God's going to bless me, I must be where God wants me to be. Physically. Financially. Emotionally. Spiritually. Abraham has journeyed and he's travelled with his nephew Lot, and they go from place to place, and then the famine comes and they deliberately leave where they're worshipping God, and they go down to Egypt and they come back from there finally and they begin to worship God again. But there are consequences to disobeying God. In Genesis chapter 13, the word of God says this. And quarrelling arose between Abraham's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and the Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abraham said to Lot, let's not have any more quarrelling between you and me, or between our herdsmen and mine. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. So there's not enough grass and sustenance for all the things they've got from Egypt. They've got loads and loads of sheep and cattle, and they've got more people, and the families have grown, and they haven't got enough grass and stuff to feed them all. And so there's arguing, and there's discontent, and there's rows happening. So Abraham comes up with a conclusion, we just split up. So he says to his nephew Lot, if you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. And the Bible says this, Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord where he'd come from, like the land of Egypt where he'd just been with Abraham. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out towards the east. Lot looked up and he saw desert and lovely green grass. He saw heat and cold, and he saw shelter. He saw hard work and discipline, and he thought, oh, that's easy. We'll go there. And so he decided to go to the land that was well watered and grassy and easy to live. And he couldn't have chosen a worse place. Because it looked so fertile. It looked like Egypt where he'd just been. It looked like land he used to live in many years ago. It looked so great and wonderful. Civilization. Cities. The problem was the cities were Sodom and Gomorrah. Absolute sinfulness. When you read the story of Lot, he pitches a tent in the valley. Then he goes to live in the cities. And then he becomes one of the judges in the cities. You see, he was influenced by the decision that Abraham made to go down to Egypt. And when they came back, there were consequences. The Word of God says this in Genesis chapter number 13. And the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. And so Abraham watches his nephew Lot go up the valley. And he watches him go and he says, you've gone left, I'll go right. You go north, I'll go south. And then God says this to Abraham. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, lift up your eyes. Isn't that interesting? That's the way the NIV put it. Lift up your eyes. Maybe he's disappointed that Lot's gone. Life hasn't panned out as he thought it would. Life hasn't been what he thought it was going to be. There were difficulties, there were problems, and now there's arguments, and the family's splitting up, and it's not what I envisaged when God called me. I didn't think it was going to be like this. It's just not working out right. Well, Abraham, dear friend, it's not working out right because you've allowed things to get in the way. Lift up your eyes. Stood there perhaps thinking, what's life all about? This wasn't what I planned. This wasn't what I envisaged. And God says to him, Abraham, lift up your eyes. Lift up his eyes and he could see whatever. And look from where you are. Look to the north and the south, the east and the west. All the land that you see, I will give you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring out of the dust. And so God, I will do this. Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. Lift up your eyes and look and see. I will give you all that you see. All my promises are still good, Abraham. I promised you that I would bless you. I will still bless you, Abraham. Lift up your eyes right from where you are with your family disappointment, with the grief that you've got, with the sadness, with the sorrow, with the puzzle, the doubt, whatever it might be. Lift up your eyes and look and see. Because all my promises are good, Abraham. All that I promised you, I will deliver, Abraham. You've just got to trust me. And the time I got this morning, about 3 minutes left, God is saying to us, listen, lift up your eyes. None of us are perfect. We've all made mistakes. Christian, you've made mistakes. Dear friend, this morning, if you don't know Jesus, you've made mistakes. Lift up your eyes. The Bible says, lift up your eyes and see what? Well, see Jesus. The right hand of the majesty in heaven. And the Bible says that all God's promises are found in Christ. Every promise that God makes is good in Jesus. The promise of forgiveness is good in Jesus. promise of a home in heaven is good in Jesus. Don't look at other people. Lift up your eyes past them. For goodness sake, don't look at me. Lift your eyes to see Jesus. The one that died on a cross because he loves us. The one that rose again to be our Saviour. The one who's sitting right now at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. The one who's going to rule and reign and be all-conquering Jesus forever. Lift up your eyes and see. Every promise that God makes is delivered in Jesus. Oh, this morning, I want to leave you with 7 things. 1. Don't let past mistakes stop us from moving on with God. Don't dwell on the past. Look forward with God to the future. 2. Don't let family decisions impact our walk with God. Because some of our families have walked away, don't let us stop. Don't let that make us walk away as well. Some family members believe and some don't. Don't stop that walk with your walk with God. 3. Don't let Satan fool you or fool us into thinking that it's all lost. That mistake's unforgivable. What you've done there, God can't deal with. That's a lie from hell. Don't allow our limitations to limit what God can do. Look up at the trees, Abraham. Oh, Abraham. Look beyond the trees. Look what I can do. Don't let our limitations limit what God can do. Know that God's promises are good. And God will keep them. The promise of forgiveness, God will keep when I come to him in repentance. When I come back to the place where God wants me to be after disobeying him, he's there for me and I can worship him again and move on with him again. Why? Because he's God. 6. Keep our eyes fixed on the highest point. Don't look at the church. Don't look at society. Don't look at Christian friends. Lift your eyes to Jesus. The one who did it all. The one who rules and reigns. Lift your eyes to the highest point. And 7. Enjoy the path that God's got for you. Life's been hard. You resent life. Things have happened you don't want to happen. Listen, God's got a future for us. And he wants us to enjoy the path. Enjoy the journey. Abraham, lift up your eyes. And I will deliver. I will give you all that you see. Look to Jesus. And God says, I will give you all that's in Jesus. Forgiveness for past sins. The presence of the Holy Spirit in my life today. A guarantee for the future, no matter what the future might hold. A home in heaven one day with my Saviour. To rule and reign with him forever. And I might get a tent in God's garden in heaven, but I'll settle for that. You see, it's all about God's promises. I will, says God. But I've got to trust him. Am I where God wants me to be? Morally? Spiritually? Financially? Am I where God wants me to be? If I am, all God's promises are good. If I'm not where God wants me to be, I need to get there. And maybe some of us this morning, we're not where God wants us to be, and we know it. You talk to somebody. I don't know. Maybe worship God. He blesses us. Abraham, lift up your eyes. Lift them higher, Abraham. Lift them higher, Abraham. Lift them higher. I will give you all that you can see. May God bless his word to our hearts this morning. Let's pray.